Doug Wright Show Bucket List Broadcast, live from the Salt Lake City Tabernacle on KSL News Radio.
Well, apparently there are some clandestine things that are going on here around me. Normally, I recognize the busy schedule of President Jarrett and Assistant to the President Ron Gunnell, and then also, of course, Mac Wilberg. But you guys are staying with me, and I'm grateful for that. But I have to admit, I'm a little curious. What's happening?
Well, we have a tradition of doing a few surprises with every event, and so today is no different. This event has a few surprises yet to come.
Okay.
And they will be forthcoming very shortly.
All right. And by the way, Mayor Ben McAdams stopped by. Whoops. Oh, my goodness, I was talking about cupcakes. Well, play that again for me, would you?
Doug, congratulations on 40 great years at KSL.
That sounds like a lot of folks.
That was about 350 people wishing you, first of all, congratulations and Godspeed. That was the choir and the orchestra. We did that on Sunday morning before we did our broadcast.
I'm deeply touched. That is just amazing that you would think to do that and take that time to do that. I so appreciate it. Thank you.
You're most welcome. As I said, there's always a surprise. There's always something new to throw into the mix.
This broadcast has been so incredible. And just a moment ago, I was mentioning that Mayor McAdams came by and actually left us with some treats and cupcakes, and he had another appointment he had to run to. But this has just been, again, you know, the bucket list wish. It truly has been a bucket list day for me, and honestly, it's been a bucket list career. I never in my wildest dreams. I was telling somebody a little earlier that I can remember when I was a kid and I was at Evergreen Junior High School, I was just in love with radio. I just loved radio. I loved listening to radio. And not just the rock and roll of the time, which, of course, I wanted to be a rock and roll disc jockey, but listening to KSL, listening to all of the wonderful things that were out there, Mystery Theater, I mean, you name it, on and on and on the various great radio stations that we had in this market. But I can just remember actually telling a friend this: if I could just be on the radio once, wouldn't that be something? And I look back on a 50-year career and the amazing opportunities and knowing people like yourself and yourselves, and to, you know, have some of the experiences right in this building alone. I'm speechless, which is a rare thing for me. And I can't thank you enough again for accommodating this. We're getting close to the end of the program, and I noticed you put an S on surprise. Surprises.
Yes, and the other one hasn't quite arrived yet. But
it hasn't quite arrived yet.
It's coming.
It's coming now.
Is it coming now?
It's coming now.
All right.
Now, I'm really curious. What is going on now?
Whenever we have a guest artist come to us, we always try and provide them with a little surprise of nature that will be kind of fun and interesting and carry a lot of memories back with them. And so we're today presenting you with our little gift basket of surprises that will be meaningful for you to have over the next little while to enjoy all of the things from the choir itself.
Oh my goodness, look at that. That is just beautiful. My producer Jeremy's a big guy, and that is a big, big basket.
Well, we did learn one little thing about you that you'll find interesting, and that was your collection of bricks.
How did you find out about that?
So we had a brick inscribed for you.
I do have quite a collection of bricks, as a matter of fact, and now I've got a Mormon Tabernacle brick. This is incredible. Thank you. Thank you so much. That is just amazing. Look at that.
You and your family will enjoy going through that.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my goodness. Listen to this.
One last surprise.
Wise counsels guide uphold you.
I am so touched. Thank you. Every time I hear that song, it brings a tear to my eye just on a normal occasion. But today in this building, where I have memories of so many wonderful things, my grandfather and my family, my kids, Ian and Katie and Eric, my wife, and to my great friends, and our great KSL listeners. Oh, my goodness. I just can't thank you enough. Mac, thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
What a pleasure. President Jarrett, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Ron Gunnell, thank you so much. And, boy, talk about an unexpected ending to the show today. It brings back such a flood of amazing memories and amazing people. And to my listeners, to this great station I work for, to the great people here at the Tabernacle Choir, to my dear family, I'm so grateful. What an incredible, incredible bucket list day for me. And it's 10:58. Thank you for being part of the program. And I do this every day for my son. Tonight, when you go home, please make sure that you hug the people you love